Morning, church. It's nice to be here. Just looking at everyone's face, we need to put a smile on our faces. We have gone all the way from 1st of January to the 31st of December. Look to the person beside you and say, congratulations.
Congratulations.
Turn around and tell someone else, congratulations. I assure you, if the enemy could have taken you out, he would have. You need to celebrate. Don't ever feel anyhow and think that you're being too righteous and religious and you're being too somehow and too proper and prime. Listen, you just need to lose it all when it comes to Christ. I assure you, if not that the Lord has been on our side, honestly, the devil would have taken you out. Hallelujah. And every day and every minute counts for us and counts for eternity. Praise the Lord. Okay, guys. Well, right about now, I just realized that where I typed out my scriptures, I don't have it anymore. And my daughter was telling me, don't panic. And I said, I won't. So I'm not, okay? And I'm going to be, that means I'm going to have to read it from probably my Bible or from my phone. So I'm going to be fiddling. But the words will still come out all right. Praise the Lord. Praise Jesus. Amen. Now, sometimes you prepare what God wants you to say, and you find yourself, he gives you everything except a title. Praise the Lord. And I think he wanted me to give it a title. So I think what I would call this is keep on keeping on. Keep on keeping on. Praise the Lord. And I'm going to read from the book of Philippians chapter 3. And it's a very familiar scripture. I'm probably not going to have much more than what you already know to tell you. But I know that God will make his word new every morning. Praise the Lord. So I'm going to be reading from verse 12. And I'm reading from the NIV because that's my Bible that I've got on me. And it says, not that I have already obtained all this or have already arrived at my goal, but I press on to take hold of that for which Christ took hold of me. Brothers and sisters, I do not consider myself yet to have taken hold of it, but one thing I do, forgetting what is behind and straining towards what is ahead, I press on toward the goal to win the prize for which God has called me heavenward in Christ Jesus. Praise the Lord. I probably haven't, and you haven't either. Okay? And I want us to just meditate over that scripture as we've gotten to crossroads. I think it's a privilege that the end of the year is on a Sunday. I don't take any of these things for granted. I know that there are so many things you can press on into the Spirit and do something about. Praise the Lord. So it's a privilege that the year ends on a Sunday for us. So we get to be in the presence of the Lord twice in the day. That's awesome, isn't it? Praise the Lord. I know it's not everyone that really feels great about this year. Okay? And that's why I started off by saying you need to say congratulations to each other. If the enemy could have taken you out, trust me, he would have. I know he would have wanted to take me out. So I celebrate all the time. I just wanted to let us know also that we're not a finished work. How about that? Tell your neighbor that under construction. I'm still under construction. Okay? Still under construction, okay? You know, this isn't a finished product, okay? So don't feel anyhow if it's not looking great, okay? One thing you need to know is that your present situation actually is not a total reflection of God's ultimate destination for myself and you. Praise the Lord. We're on a journey. Amen. So I'm just going to crack on with what we have today. The word is not going to be long, hopefully. You heard Pastor John saying that he, by faith, he believes that the service will be a short one. Praise the Lord. All right, so we're just going to go straight on. Hold on to a few things which we already know, and then the Spirit of the Lord will breathe on it. Praise the Lord. So I'm just going to start giving us some points, all right? And I want us to understand, honestly, even if you feel accomplished as a person already or not, guess what? That's in yesterday and in the yester minute and the yester hour. Praise the Lord. We need to keep on keeping on and move forward and press on. All right, so I'm just going to give us some things to look at straight on, some points I have put down for us to look at. Praise the Lord. And now we're going to look at verses 12 and 13. And I want to give us the first point. And the first point I'm going to say here is, do not be discouraged. Praise the Lord, do not. Do not be discouraged if you are not where you had actually expected yourself to be. And sometimes it seems easier said than done. Some of us have been through things, real hard things. I don't know about you, but for me, I cannot believe that this is the 31st of December. This year has gone really quickly. I choose to forget how old I'm going to be next year. Praise the Lord. I choose. It's a choice. Okay? Praise the Lord. I'll tell you my birthday. I will receive gifts, but do not buy any numbered cards for me. Okay? It's going so fast, isn't it? I was with a group of friends yesterday, and I saw these little kids, and they're like that. And I'm thinking, as much as I'm celebrating that they're growing, man, I'm getting old. Praise the Lord. Okay. I just want us to understand that there are many references in the scriptures, but I'm just going to give us straight on scriptural references, and then we'll have to go back and read them because I don't have them written out anymore. Okay, and it doesn't mean I can't read them, but it's going to make me fiddle too much, if you don't mind. Okay, so I want us to understand that. So if we look at Habakkuk chapter 3, verses 17 and 19, the prophet there says, even though the fig tree does not blossom, even though there seems no fruit on the vine, and he goes on, even though there's no produce of the olive, even if there's no sheep in the bed, even if all this is happening, he said, yet will I rejoice in the Lord. I will joy in the God of my salvation, because the Lord, my God, is my strength. Okay, it doesn't matter. Just don't be discouraged. I want to say that discouragement is one of the five satanic strategies that the enemy uses to pull us down. Started it from the Garden of Eden. So we've got doubt, discouragement, delay, diversion, and defeat. So I call them the five D's. So don't be discouraged. It's not over. You still have it on your side. Praise the Lord. So we can also look at David in 1 Samuel chapter 30. Verses 6 to 8. And that's when everything failed for Daniel. Everything. You know, that scripture makes me laugh. Not in a bad way. I'm not like that. But the reason why I laugh is that the Bible says they cried and cried and cried. When they were in Ziklag, they took all them and they cried and cried all together with David and his people. So the Bible says they could cry no more. And I'm just thinking of all these hefty men. And then they couldn't cry anymore. Then what do they do? They turn around and say they're going to stone David. It's not like his own wife wasn't taken. It's not like his own things weren't taken. But he had to encourage himself in the Lord. Praise the Lord. Don't be discouraged. Second point, we'll look at verse 3. Verse 13. And verse 13 says, forget the past. Praise the Lord. Forget the past. And that word forget in Greek, actually, if you say do not remember something, it says lose the memory of that thing. You might not lose totally the memory of that thing, because that will be us being delusional. Something might have happened in your past that you can't forget, and you can't lose the memory of it, okay? But don't put it in the front of your mind, okay? Don't let it be what's at the foremost of your mind. Okay, it's not that deep. If I could borrow the words from the younger ones, I wonder what is ever deep for them. Nothing but TikTok. You know what I mean? But I mean this in sincerity. It's not that deep. Forget it. Okay? Forget it, because it doesn't have to define you. And I'm going to add to you, even your successes, forget them too. That was yesterday. Every day his mercies are new. All right? So you want to identify with his new mercies. You don't want to keep on referring to when I was 16, for crying out loud, they were decades ago. Okay? You have to move on. Okay. I'm not that old. Praise the Lord. So I want us to understand that when we say forget, it is no longer supposed to be your focus. We're moving into a new year. Praise the Lord. No longer supposed to be your focus. Do what you need to do to forget it. Give yourself new challenges. if you had a real good reference to whatever it is. If you're broken, come, do what you need to do. Reach out for help, reach out for whatever support you need, but forget it. You can't carry it over. Praise the Lord. Okay, we're going to look at verse 14 here. And verse 14, the third point I've written out here is press and reach forward. Praise the Lord, press. Now, if you're pressing, that means that there's corresponding resistance, okay? You're not just going to press something and that thing is not coming back. You know, you need to reach forward. In fact, the NIV, I like this version because the NIV used the word straining, that verse 14. And this means that we need to stretch ourselves. Guys, don't sit back and stay in your comfort zone. Praise the Lord. We are in a battle for real. It doesn't matter. You might think you're not, but you are. Every single day, every single minute. But we're not alone. So you must press. You have to press on. You need to stretch yourself. In fact, I wrote here, means to stress, strain, pursue, passionately push. Passionately. And I hope the younger generation understand me. It's microwave, microwave. And I'm not having a go at you guys. I am for you guys. You keep me looking young and nice. I'm busy. So I absolutely love and enjoy the gist when I understand it. I was telling my daughter and my son, they were technically discussing in front of me and I could not understand all those lines and what they were. And I was straining my ears because I really wanted to hear. I was being nosy, diplomatically involved, trying to, whatever you want to call it. And I could not understand. In fact, I even had a go at her. I'm like, you know, you're studying in the university. All those slangs you're using, you need to improve your English. She's like, Mom, what are you talking about? So I just thought, you know, I'm not going to win here. They don't want me to understand, and I'm not really going to understand this thing. Okay. So I want us to press ourselves. Push, stretch. Don't get your information just off the social media. Search for it. If you see something, don't just hold on to it. Push. Don't allow yourself to be relegated. If God has put gifts in you, press on, like Timothy. Okay, don't sit back. Push passionately. No matter what you're doing. Now, I've talked about the young people. Then those of us that are maturing gracefully. Because none of us is old here. I don't know. The oldest person around used to be, I don't see Pastor John anywhere. Don't see Pastor John Bayer, but he's kicking really strong. So in heaven, he's not that old. Don't give up and think that it's left for those around you to do. Press on, keep on pressing, stretching, pushing. Don't sit back. Okay? Praise the Lord. Now the fourth point I'm going to give us is still the verse 14, but B. Is I want to say, note the goal. There's a goal. We're not doing this for nothing. We're forgetting. We're pressing on. We're not being discouraged and all because there is a goal. So note the goal. Take note of the goal. Is to win the prize of the heavenward call in Christ. It's not anything you can pick up with your physical eyes. It's heavenward. All right, so you can't see it. The highest mountain is all you can probably see. You know, you don't even know what's on top of it. You need to press on. There's a prize. There is a prize. So you want to have your goal in sight and understand that as we're moving from one year to another, you shouldn't just sit back and allow certain things. You are going to get a reward. Okay, praise the Lord. Now, so I just have a fifth point. And just before that, so what should we really look, you know, hold on to as we walk into the new year? I've got a fifth point. Okay? And that point that I've put down there is stay in your place in Christ. Okay? Stay in your place in Christ. Now, sometimes this is an assumption. Okay? Because some of us might not have, we don't know Jesus Christ as our personal Lord and Savior. And there's nothing to be ashamed about. Because this is the 31st of December, and how great will it be that you've actually made peace with God and you now know Him. Whether you're online or whether you're here physically or whether you play this later on, don't go into 2024 as one who is not born again. We try to use all the words to say, give your heart fully to the Lord. If you're not completely committed, I'm just going to call it born again, okay? Too bad for anyone who doesn't like that term. All right? It's called born again. Your spirit is born anew. You make peace with God. You acknowledge that you're a sinner. And then you believe in Him. And Jesus comes into your heart when you confess Him as your Lord and Savior. And it's nothing you can see. So it's an assumption when we say, stay in your place in Christ. So if you're not, don't leave today without making peace with God. If you're online, okay, just say that prayer and ask God to come into your heart. That would be really great for you. What a testimony that would be for the new year. Praise the Lord. Proverbs 27 verse 8 says, as a bird that wanders from her nest, so is a man who strays from his home, strays from his place. Do you know how vulnerable a little bird is out of the nest? No mom, no dad, nothing like that. You're flying around, and then you fall. There are hawks, there are vultures, there are things like that. So it is. And it's very easy for you to stray from your place in Christ. It starts subtly. There's a story they talked about, you know, if you put a toad in a hot pot of water, obviously the toad might jump because it's a jumper. It probably could jump out of the pot if it isn't too deep. But if you put that pot, that toad in a pot under cold and calm and warm water, and then you put the fire on, it will sit there until you boil it and it dies. Okay? So it's not you sometimes outrightly, physically not being in the presence of God in a church. It's more than that. So I just want to explain that fifth point, and I'm going to elaborate on that. Don't be found outside Christ in 2024. Okay? The covering, the protection, the blood in the time of the Israelites, it was clearly in Goshen, inside where the blood was on the lintel post and the doorpost. Well, if you're Israelite, whether you're an Israelite or not, if you were outside when the spirit of destruction was passing by, you'll get killed. So your protection is within the home. I just want to use Luke 15, the prodigal son, the two sons. I mean, Pastor John did so much justice on that particular scripture that there's probably nothing more to say. I mean, he even did the drama. He ran up to the chosen one, Brother Dennis. And I was thinking, he chose him to be the son, the father, the merciful father, and he gave him a hug. So there's not much, but I just want to bring out some things in that particular parable to emphasize our point. These two sons, both of them, because we always look at the prodigal son. You don't look at the other one thinking that he was a Pharisee. He was more than a Pharisee. Get what? Both of these two sons, none of them understood their inheritance. How about that? None of them. The prodigal son did not understand his inheritance, his inheritance of sonship. He didn't understand it. Then he ran away, took his things, wandered, and then he came back. The son also didn't understand his inheritance because he kind of like technically was enjoying being the only child. You know how he feels. Oh, my brother has done wrong, so I'm the favored one. If only he knew that kingdom is nothing like that. And then, I mean, he really had the maladies. The guy was very upset. And technically, he didn't understand. His father had to explain it to him. Everything I have is yours. Come on. So that's the first point. So sometimes it seems like we are but we're not. The second point there is that when the prodigal son wanted to return, he accessed mercy through service. He said, I'm no more worthy to be a son. Now I get it. My inheritance was my sonship, and I've squandered all this away, but I'm ready to serve. Father, I'm coming back to be a servant. And mercy came in, and everything else came in. Everything he needed to be a prince and look like a prince came from within the palace. The father just said, go bring this, go bring the ring, go bring the best robe, go bring the calf, go bring everything for a party. When you move away from God, it gets really bad for you. Okay? It gets bad for you, people. The provision is within the presence. It's within the palace. It is within Christ. You get provision, you get protection, you get direction, you get everything. Mind you, everything was there. It's not like they went to buy it. The father was looking out for him. He was drawing closer, and the provision was available. So can I encourage us, if you are out of sync with the Lord, you're not in alignment, you're not really living as a Christian, you know it, get back in. Praise the Lord. Another thing, and he accessed that, he understood the position of a son in service. Okay, it doesn't matter. These titles, they're good. They're good. It's good to know. Got Pastor John, Pastor Paul, Pastor. You know, we got them all. Deacon, blah, blah, blah. We have them all. But the power, what it all means is service. He accessed mercy and grace by accepting to be a servant. Okay, another thing that we need to check up on is the fact that there comes the older son. He actually was outside. I refused to go back in. Don't let anger, bitterness, whatever is going on in the body of Christ. If I sit down and tell you my story, you won't believe it. If I don't love Jesus, I won't be here. I'm not saying it's worse for me, but I have seen things. There was something I reflected on. I wanted to share here. Then I thought a second time. I said, I'm on YouTube now. Nah. I was going to share something. Well, I experienced that how the Lord taught me something. But then I said, I'm on YouTube. I just don't want it to seem somehow. But yeah, I've seen things. Lots of things. Don't let anger. Don't let all these things, bitterness. Don't let them keep you outside. You're waiting for the Father to come. Not in 2024. It's too aggressive. You need to get back into your place of protection and open the door for others. Okay, you can't be the only child. not in Christ, though. Praise the Lord. Even Jesus decided to die so that there would be a bigger family. Guess what? You know, if you came for the conference, there was something I said, that from the story of Adam and Eve, what I realized is it's not all about you. And I had to tell it to the women. It's not all about you. Sorry, it was all about her. She wanted to be wiser. She wanted to be this. It's not about you, and it never will be. Praise the Lord. So I want us to, if you remember the last time we talked about our safeties in the Lord, the name of the Lord is a strong tower. The righteous run to it, and they are safe. Proverbs 18, verse 10. Don't be found outside there. It's your protection. It's your provision. It's where you can access your blessings. Praise the Lord. Psalm 91, verse 1 says, he who dwells in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty. He shall say. You can only start saying, claiming, if you're in the right place. Praise you. You've got to be under the shelter and the wings of the Lord. You command his blessings. You command them. You speak them forth only within Christ. This fifth point is the point I want to emphasize on, and that's why I left it as the last. Don't let the enemy take you out of your place. Praise the, don't let it happen. You have sisters, you've got brothers. I've told people that sometimes when they're kind of like, when people are talking to me, they're counseling and all that, and they start feeling funny because they're telling me things that probably they don't want to say. I remind them, I didn't die for you. It's Jesus. I'm just an instrument. I can't judge you. Nobody knows about anybody else's. We don't carry it on our foreheads. When I was 10 years old, I did this. We don't carry it on our foreheads. All we're doing is we're trying to make it to heaven. We're trying to help each other. We're trying to be the arms and the hands of Jesus. That's what we're trying to do. So you do what you need to do. Okay? If anyone is talking about it, leave them. There was a time the Lord told me personally, he said, Nkechi, your reputation is in my hands. Leave these ones. I didn't hear from a human being. I heard it from the Spirit of the Lord. I didn't have a clue. It was difficult for me to, but I look back and I laugh. Because that's what he said. He said, keep on doing what I need you to do. Your reputation is in my hands. And I learned a lesson from there. Okay? It is true. What I'm saying is practical. What I'm saying is sincere. We're moving into a new year. Okay. Now, John 15 verses 4 and 5. Abide in me. I am the vine. You are the branches. Okay? Can I give us one clear revelation? You are not a vine. You're not a tree. You're not meant to stand on your own. When the storms come, it's going to knock you off if you're not on the vine. You can only, 15 verse 5b says, aside from me, you can do nothing. Don't forget that. Thank God for the achievements that you're making. But outside Christ, you can't do anything. It's as simple as that. Okay? So when you want to feel too cool, just put a little bit of hot water on yourself and calm down. There's one of those songs they say, calm down, calm down. But I'm not supposed to say I know the song because my pastor's sitting opposite me. I'm supposed to be talking about hymns and psalms. I've got another one standing this side. And she's on the pulpit referring to a song that's not spiritual, but it's calm down. Okay, I didn't say the wordings. I just know the title. Okay. All right, so I want us to understand that we can only do this in Christ. In Revelation chapter 12, I think it's verses 14 to 16, when the woman was being attacked by the dragon. If I'm not right with that quotation, just pardon me. But if you check Revelation 12, you find what I'm talking about. The Bible says they came and fixed eagle wings on her so that she could fly to the wilderness, the place where she would be safe, provided for and protected. You have a place, and that's in Christ. Don't think you can make it outside here in the world. No, you're meant to be drawing people in. So they put the wings so that she could fly to the place where she was secure. And that's in Christ. And that's the name of the Lord. So as we move into this new year, I want us to hold on to the promises of God. Hold on to these 5 points. I'm going to read. I'm going to try and find that from my screen. I will just leave us to read 2 Peter on our own. Chapter 2, just for us to look at that one. But I'm just going to read from the book of John. And it's just to give us words of comfort. Okay? John 16:33. Okay. All right. It's a very familiar scripture, but I'm just going to read it from the Amplified Classic. And what I want to tell us is this. Anyone who tells you 2024 is your year of supernatural abundant blessing, your year of undivided peace, listen, fine. That's not what the Bible tells us. We can read the scriptures and know that the days are evil, okay? It's a reality. Jesus is coming soon. And we were not told that Jesus would be coming into a very peaceful world where there's no antichrist. It's not true. Go and read the scriptures. Read Matthew chapter 24. Read the scriptures. Read Timothy. Just read the scriptures. So we need to know that. You need to stand strong. Okay? Praise the Lord. The Lord will strengthen us from within. You need to start praying, reading your Bible, attending fellowships, growing. The simple things. Read your Bible, pray every day. We need to do them. We look nice in church. We know every catchphrase. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. We just shout it, but we don't really know. Okay. I'm going to read John 16, verse 33. It's a very familiar scripture, but I'm going to be reading it from the Amplified Classic. And it says, I've told you these things so that in me you may have perfect peace and confidence. In this world, you have tribulation and trials and distress and frustrations. That doesn't sound like abundant blessing, blah, 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 blah. You know, we use the biggest, you know, adjectives to pronounce. It doesn't mean we won't have them. Okay? It says, but be of good cheer. Take courage, be confident, certain and undaunted. For I have overcome the world. Hallelujah. Can we just say hallelujah for that? Hallelujah. Our Savior has overcome the world. We're not there to be crushed, to be squeezed, to be kicked about anyhow. For I have deprived it. I'm still reading. I have deprived it of its power to harm you and have conquered it for you. Praise the Lord. Let's hold on to these promises as we move into 2024. Let's remind ourselves that our Savior has overcome the world. He has removed his power to destroy us. No matter what it seems, he has deprived it. Isaiah 43 verse 2 says, when you are in the waters, I'm with you. When you enter the rivers, it will not oversweep you. When you go into the water, it didn't say you won't get wet. So this, we're not really salt. We just need to be a bit firm. You know, you can do it. It never said we won't get wet. So some of us, once we get wet, Jesus is not with me again. He said he's there. Okay? When you get into the rivers, it says it will not oversweep you. It will sweep the rivers. Do you know what it is with river? You know, I don't do swimming anymore. If I tell you people the reason why, you just think I'm vain, but it's because of my hair. My hair is more expensive than how much it costs. It's not vanity, guys. It's reality. It costs more money to do this here than you know, that 1 week, you know, what it costs for me to swim. It's a lovely exercise. Okay? I will have to change a whole lot of things so that I can swim, you know? All right, I'm, you know. It's not that. It's a reality, okay? So you have to weigh your pockets. If this money isn't that much, you've got to think of other things to do. You have to jog now. You have to run up and down the stairs. You've got to, you know, because if you put your hair in water, you've got to pay for it again. We have, this hair has got to last me. It knows when it's going to be done again. This hair actually knows. The hair even knows itself. Okay. Yeah. So it says, when you walk through the fire, it will not burn you. I don't know why God wants us to walk through a fire. Who walks through a fire? But sometimes you're caught. You're caught in the fire and you can't do anything. And you can't run either. It won't burn you. It didn't say it won't be hot. And then the final word says, and his flames will not kindle upon you. And that's when you think you've already succeeded. Then something just happens as you're about to go. God has assured us it won't happen. It won't happen. He's destroyed his power to destroy us. Hallelujah. Keep on building up within. Keep on building up within. So in the year 2024, let us just carry on to the words of the Lord. And that's what I'm going to say in conclusion. Proverbs 3 verses 5 and 6. Trust in the Lord with all of your heart, not half. And lean not on your own understanding. You might have it, but don't lean on it. In all of your ways, not some, all, acknowledge him. Make sure he's God. And then he will direct your paths. Praise the Lord. May the Lord bless you all. God bless you.